buddy. Go to Company Beer Coasters Podcast. They got a whole case of barley pop. Over.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. Life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again.
You're listening to the Beer Coasters Podcast, the number one self-absorbed beer show from coast to coast and every once in a while in between.
Hey, I'm Dylan, brewer at Cape Ann Brewery, and you're listening to the Beer Coasters.
My name is Charles Finkel, and I'm the founder and the president of the Pike Brewing Company here in Seattle. I'm glad to be on the Beer Coasters.
Blah, 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 I'm off a beer, damn it!
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Beer Coasters Podcast, Season 5. Self-absorbed beer show devoted to bringing you the best and worst in mostly American craft beer from coast to coast, and every once in a while... in between. I'm your host this week, Mike from Boston, and guess who's with me this week, folks?
Guess who? It's Crazy Dave, everybody from Temecula, California.
And Toby in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Welcome. Welcome, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks. This is the On the Road Again show. We've done an On the Road show here before, back in, I guess I should have done my homework here. There we go. Back in June of 2012.
This is exactly the same time. 1 year ago.
We're on the road again.
It must be that time where people get in their cars and take trips. I took a road trip. Not really a road trip, but last Sunday I went for a Sunday drive out in the mountains. I got me some apple pie and some bread from Dudley's. So
cool.
Is that what you call it? All right, cool.
Got some bread from Dudley's, if you know what I'm saying.
It's a matter
of fact. Normally, we have a fermentation conversation beer, as you know, if you listen to the show. If you're new to the show, our fermentation conversation beer is usually a beer that all three of us can get, a more widely available craft beer.
But if you watched our video and you saw how we totally epically failed.
Yes, we let everyone know that we completely failed this week in that.
And if you haven't watched that little video, stop listening right now. Hit pause on your little iTunes or your Callisto FM or your website or whatever, however you're listening to us. Hit the stop, pause, and then go over to YouTube. Check out our video, www.youtube.com, and find the Beer Coasters Podcast. You can just type that in, and you'll see a bunch of our videos, and look at the Crazy Dave Loves You video. It's a lot of fun. It explains this whole thing.
Cool. Like I said, we don't have the fermentation conversation beer, but we do have three beers on the show for you.
Yes.
And I'm going to try...
Mixing it up a little bit.
I'm going to try the Offshore Brewing Company's Beach Road Nut Brown Ale. And Toby is going to try...
Tappet Brewing Company's El Camino.
And just so Crazy Dave doesn't have to say it twice, he's going to tell you what he's drinking, and we're going to jump right in to drinking some beer.
Listen up, baby. It's time for Crazy Dave to drink some beer. Watch out now, baby bubba.
Oh, I see how that rolled. Nice and smooth. Well, this week I'm going to be drinking the 72 Imperial from Breckenridge Brewery. This is a chocolate cream stout. Breckenridge is out of 72 Imperial Homes. I know, huh?
Dude, that's two tacos off the ground.
Dude, that's the ground pounding thing, man, you know. But anyhow, Breckenridge is out of Denver, Colorado. Their website is www.breckbrew.com.
Breck Brew, bro. Totally.
Yeah.
Just got off the slopes, bro. I'm going to have some Breck Brew.
I love the six pack. That's got the whole car on like two panels of the six pack.
Well, this actually comes in a four-pack.
Oh, four-pack, sorry.
Four-pack, yeah.
My bad.
So, but anyhow, it's pretty badass. Like, it makes me want to go buy one of these boats. Anyhow, this is part of their small batch series. Let's see here.
That's awesome.
It looks like the ABVs come in at 7.2. IBUs are a nice and low 11. And it's made with Fuggle hops, Pale Munich, Caramel Victory malts, and the California Ale yeast. And additionally, it does have Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory Dark Chocolate. Needless to say, it's time for me to open this beer and see what I can talk about.
Let's see what you going to talk about.
It's pouring out. It's not as black as I thought. It's more of a brown color. I would have expected it to be more black, you know, being that it's a, you know, a
that's what she said,
chocolate stout. But it's pretty, it's a dark brown. It's got about a pink, a pinky of head on it. I mean, right,
pink,
you know, when you
pink, what's wrong with pink? I think you got a pink kink in your tank.
I can put some. Anyhow, never mind. Speaking of the stink, this smells really good.
Speaking of the stink, this smells stink, good.
Smells good. It's chocolatey. It's roasty. It's got a nice sweetness to it. That
is it like a shocker?
It's pretty shocking. Man, it smells really chocolatey coffee roastiness. I gotta drink this. I've been really looking forward to this all night long.
Milk sweet stout. For those of you new listeners or are new to craft beer, the milk stouts or the sweet stouts, they're called milk stouts because they actually use lactose sugar in the brewing and kind of gives it that nice creaminess to the beer.
It is very, very smooth and
I guess we should have asked the beer jargon guy about that, huh? Sorry, guys.
You know, I really like these cream stouts and milk stouts. I mean, they're nice and I don't want to say fluffy, but you know, they have a very
you can say fluffy.
They got a nice smooth
fluffy.
They've got a nice smooth mouthfeel to them. You know, it's kind of like when you I better not, but. Yeah. It's smooth like that, if you know what I mean.
Smooth like that.
This has got some boldness. Like the beer smooth itself, like though, that. has boldness to it. It's
Are you trying to say that it's bold and smooth? That sounds very familiar.
Well, I'm sure.
What is that? Isn't that a Virginia Slims or something like that? Marlboro.
I don't know who's bold and smooth. Let me Google this.
Or
that
Colt 45. No, there's Colt 45.
You know, there's a new company I think that used that a version of that, like bold and smooth as hell or something.
Well, let's see here: Dad's Roast Sumatra Coffee, Mayhew's Bold and Smooth Coffee, Folger's Black Silk Coffee, Yo Ho Ho, and a bottle of Sailor Jerry.
Oh, Sailor Jerry. That's the one who does Sailor bold and Jerry. Smooth as hell, I think.
Is that a rum?
There actually is a girl.
Like a spice rum.
Oh, wait a minute. It does. Here's an instant shout out to Exile Brewing Company. Their picture of a girl holding a big brown beer that says GG on it pops up when you Google bold and smooth images. So, yeah, good job, Exile. Some of the things that pop up, I don't know why, but there's shoes and olive oil and coffee beans and some dude with a shirt off and. A couple other beers are popping here too. So, but I was really surprised that no porn showed up. So I kind of disappointed. Yeah. You know, going back to this cream stout,
Dave, what would you pair with this thing?
Mexican food.
A sandwich?
No. You know what though? A flan actually might do okay with this.
Oh but, yeah. See?
You know, cause it's caramely, it's got some smoothness to it as well. It's, maybe not the boldest of things, but maybe not so much. But I could totally see this being a dessert, you know, kind of beer. So yeah, maybe flan would be good, but I mean, because there's just so much fun stuff in this. I mean, it's chocolatey, it's coffee, it's roasty, it's nice and smooth and creamy, and It just makes me want to nuzzle my face into something and start licking away. But anyhow,
whoa. Untapped comes in at 3.84 out of 3,493 ratings.
And the Beer Advocate's users rate this an 88 out of 266 ratings. That's very good. And the Brothers have rated this an 87 as very good.
In the top place to drink this beer is Good Friends Beer Garden and Burger House in Dallas, Texas.
Sweet.
And the Winky Lizard's on there, too.
Is that code for something?
I don't know, man, but it's somewhere in Ohio, so I couldn't imagine it'd be too much code out there. You know.
All right, folks. We'll be back right after this.
You know, drinking beer and being social is a big part of what we do here at the Beer Coasters Podcast, so we'd invite you to join us at any number of our internet social websites. You can join us on Facebook, Twitter, Untapped, Google Plus, and even Pinterest. That's right. Cheers.
And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we? Fine. Yeah. I'll drink beer now. Jeez.
Yeah, get to it, dude.
Okay. Whatever.
I am drinking the El Camino from Tap It Brewing Company, and this is a
new brewery.
Yeah, baby. Tap It Brewing is out of San Luis Obispo, California.
Slow.
They've been brewing since 2011. Their website is tapitbrewing.com. Style of the ale, Camino, is an amber ale. Comes in at 5.5% ABV. Couldn't get any IBUs, but I'm going to go ahead and crack it.
Tap It Brewing.
Yeah.
You want to tap it?
Yeah, Tap It Brewing. San Luis Obispo. I wonder if they're owned by Firestone Walker. I don't know. Just guessing. Not saying.
Why can't they be out on their own? I mean, it looks like, you know, according to their website, they won a gold medal at the 2012 Great American Beer Festival. You know, it looks like they're doing all right.
Yeah, they've got about five different styles. They do the amber, of course, the El Camino. They have a stout. They have an IPA. They have what else?
They've got some race teams too. It looks like they got some Top Fuel dragsters and it looks like a modified stock car.
So whoever did
maybe an off road racing team too, or something.
Whoever started the company definitely had a nice chunk of change for some startup money.
Yeah, well, I think
we have
so.
To say that. Much.
Yeah, because you know, racing is the art of turning money into noise. Mm-hmm. So yeah, and then if you're gonna go and start brewing beer, I mean, yeah, it's you definitely got some money to blow. Mm. You know, I guess you ran out of hookers and blows. So you're like, I'm gonna race some cars and make some beer or something. But hey, quick little shout out, Brian Collins. It looks like he's their modified driver for the stock cars. He actually used to race down at Elko Speedway. We used to race against him. So anyhow, a little shout out there. Yeah.
For malts in the El Camino, they use chocolate and crystal. For hops, they use Willamette and Zithos.
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 It pours out. I got about one solid human finger of head. Lots of big bubbles, so it's very foamy looking head.
Wait, did you say this is an El Camino?
El Camino, yeah.
You know, there was a guy on from the TV show Obsessed, like about people with OCD or something. And this guy had a complex that he was OCD. But he was also like would flip out when he saw an El Camino.
Yeah.
Like fully just like flip out. Like
holy! There's one right there! Mother Holy!
Pours out very clear. Very clear. Lots of good carbonation. It's a...
You would think that no one would drive that anymore.
It's a very copper in color with some... A little bit of reddish highlights. Very clear. On the nose. Yeah, a little bit of that dirtiness in there, a little bit of that earthiness, some toasted caramel. There's a sweetness, like some sort of a fruity sweetness coming out. Almost like an orange or maybe peach. But mostly it's that earthy.
I like me some peach.
Dirty, toasty. I could eat a peach for hours. All right. Taking a sip.
Taking a sip, yeah.
Yeah. Millions of peaches. Peaches for you.
I use that Georgia peach wood in my smoker. You guys ever watch Pitmasters with Myron Mixon?
No.
Dude, that is this guy from Georgia. He's full on like Southern, you know. The guy talks a massive shit. But anyhow, he's the winningest man in barbecue, and he uses that Georgia peach wood in his smoker.
Nice.
But you gotta watch it. It's a good show, you know, for learning how to cook up some barbecue and stuff, and it's definitely pretty funny to watch.
I like the Stephen Reichlin.
You know, he's not nearly as interesting to watch, and that's BBQ more about grilling. Yeah. Well, he's more about grilling than he is about barbecuing.
Yeah, he's just outdoor grill man.
Yeah, but Pitmasters is definitely cool show. Throw out for that.
So back to my beer here.
Hard it's, enough it's talking got, about barbecue and it's food got some, on the grill.
Yeah,
June.
If you keep talking about barbecue, I'm just going to end up pairing it with my beer. So
that's the plan.
That's all right. we're trying.
No
to
matter
guide
what
you,
I'm probably. Drinking, I'll be like, I'll pair it with barbecue because that's what I got on the brain. So it's got a nice mouthfeel. It's a nice full-bodied mouthfeel. There's a little bit of a nuttiness in there. There's a little bit of a sweet. Kind of caramel sweetness, and then in the aftertaste you get the little bit of a dry bitterness, and still some of that like earthiness is coming out. Some toasted caramel, a little bit of a bready, like a toasted breadiness. I mean, it's a pretty solid amber, you know, but it's actually more on the it's a little bit bigger of an amber, you know, like it has more of a bite and more of a mouthfeel than your typical amber. It's not as sweet as a normal amber. It's more.
I don't know. I've always seemed to think that ambers always kind of had a bite to them. You know, like there's a bitterness about them that, you know, it was not necessarily something that I enjoyed all that much. This is why I think I tend to stay away from them for that.
Yeah, ambers are, you know, when you know, ambers / red ales. I think when you go into the red ales, then you get a little bit bigger of the carameliness. You get more sweetness.
Malty. Yeah, that's why I think
big
reds,
malty sweetness.
More reds tend to be ales, where ambers tend to be lagers. It's not always the case, but more often than not, that's what you see.
Yeah. In this one, we're leaning more towards the ale side. I mean, it's just leaning more towards a red. You know, if you're thinking reds and ales, this is leaning more towards a red as far as the mouthfeel goes and the body of the beer.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause amber ales, I'm always like, you know, the amber ales are good introductory beers. If you're, you know, trying to introduce somebody to craft beer that is used to drinking, you know, lighter beers, lagers, or some of the lighter pale ales or something like that, and you want to step it up a notch, you know, go into the ambers and stuff, get a little bit more sweeter.
See, but I would never tell someone. I don't know. For me, ambers just aren't really.
Yeah.
I haven't found an amber that's just like, damn, that's good. You know?
Yeah. I mean, they're all, you know, usually pitcher beer, something that, you know.
There's nothing that, there's nothing really, I think, great about them. There's nothing really that stands out about them. Maybe I just haven't been wowed enough yet by an amber. I mean, I've definitely been wowed by a certain IPA, or I've been wowed by a certain stout or a certain porter, or, you know, whatever, or even, like some wheat beers or even Belgians. I mean, like, but ambers just never really seem to have any superstars, you know?
Well, it's one of those, I don't want to call it like a safe beer for a brewer.
Because I just wonder if people just don't spend time with them. Like, they're like, eh, we're just making our freaking amber because we got to make one because everyone else makes them. And that's just part right. of the standard staple of beers that you got to have in your livery, you know?
Well, yeah. Yeah. I mean, with this one, it's I wouldn't say it's – I totally see what you're saying, Dave. I don't really typically pick up six packs of amber ales, you know? I mean, it's
– Have you had
Trogs? It's not my thing.
Trogs Nugget Nectar?
Nugget Nectar. That just sounds dirty, dude.
I think you sent
me some Trogs Nugget.
That's an amber / red that's a good one. Alesmith. Alesmith Evil Dead Red. But see, most of the ones you're going to like are going to be reds and not ambers.
I've had really good reds. You know, right. Never really a really good amber.
Yep.
I mean, I remember back in my early craft beer drinking days or drinking local, I'd go to Carl Strauss or whatever in San Diego and I would get their amber or whatever, or go to Coronado and I'd get their amber because maybe I wasn't into the IPAs just yet. You know, the IPAs were too hoppy for me. So I would play it safe and go with an amber because you know it's going to be drinkable. You know, it's going to be, you know, somewhat light and still has flavor and, you know, which this one does. This one has a nice bold flavor for an amber ale. It's not quite a red, but it's pretty close. So it's actually, I mean, it's good tasting amber ale. But you know, yeah, it's an amber. So for a food pairing, I mean, I'm gonna finish this. It's a 22, and I'm gonna drink the whole thing because it's got some good flavor. You know, it's nice. For food pairing, I think garlic fries, something garlicky is popping in my head.
Toby, I think you finally got a good food pairing.
I could go for those right now.
Thanks. Or maybe some garlic shrimp or something like that.
I think you're pushing your limits there.
Something garlicky.
It looks like Untappd comes in at 3.5 out of a whopping 68 ratings.
Wow.
So Toby will make it the 69th rating, by the way, folks.
And Beer Advocate 69 users.
69, dudes.
Beer Advocate users haven't tried it, and neither have the bros. There's only 5 ratings on Beer Advocate right now.
Wow.
Wow.
But I can tell you that the 5 ratings are in the, like, 3.2, 3.7 range.
Well, hey, so maybe they'll pick up some popularity.
This is the Ale Camino from Tap It Brewing Company out of San Luis Obispo, California. And I am done.
All right.
I guess it's my turn.
Did you finish that whole 22 already?
No. I still have a whole glass.
Oh, I was going to say, you pounded that away.
All right.
Well, my grandpa actually had an El Camino. And I remember back in the day, me and my sister, when we were little kids, used to ride in the back of the in the bed of the pickup truck going places and, you know, doing stuff. We go camping and they had a camper shell on it and stuff. And
sweet.
But yeah, the El Camino was pretty badass.
El Camino with the camper shell. Nice.
Yeah. It was cool because it was a car, but it was a truck and, you know, it had a V8.
Hey, that's the beauty of the El Camino, man.
Yeah, I have lots of memories of that. I even delivered papers with Beer Coaster Charlie at the El Camino, and it broke down on us, and I had a sprained ankle, so Charlie had to push the El Camino, and then my boss, Merle Adams, came by and saw us pushing the truck, and he's like, you guys need a jump? And I'm like, well, I don't have jumper cables. And he's like, well, that's okay, you can push start it. I'm like, dude, it's an automatic. You can push start an automatic. I'm like, are you effing kidding me? He's like, nope, get in the car. I'm like, what? He's like, get in the car. So me and Charlie, you know, we're fucking 18 years old or something. We both jump in the car. We're like, all right, you know, this 65-year-old man with he literally looks like Ansel Adams or Grizzly Adams. You know, he's got a big white beard and everything. And he pulls his truck up behind ours and starts pushing the truck. And he yells out, now when it gets to about 35, it's just going to start. And we're like, what? So he's pushing us and his little truck is, you know, what? And my truck's just getting pushed along. And all of a sudden, I was like, holy
shit, just like
it started. And then me and Charlie are like high-fiving and, you know, we're giving thumbs up to Mr. Adams, you know, like, thanks, Mr. Adams. You're the bomb. And we went off, finished our paper out, and then, you know.
At 35 thing. Miles an hour.
Yeah, it's like, there's like
we can't slow down.
Well, right. I hope all our listeners got their El Camino fix this week.
Yeah.
I'll be back with the rest of these guys, and I'm going to drink my beer.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Beer Coasters podcast, and don't forget to support your local brewery, your local beer pubs, your local beer bars, and your local home brewers, etc. Drink local, because local's fresh. Oh!
Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
Yo, Mikey.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome to
my tasting flight. For this week's tasting flight for our On the Road show, I'm going to try Offshore Brewing Company's Beach Road Nut Brown Ale. This is from Offshore Brewing Company out of Oak Bluffs, Massachusetts. People from Massachusetts thinking, where the hell is Oak Bluffs, you say?
Yeah, I was just thinking that.
Yeah, where the hell is
it? Is it up the road a piece? No,
it's in Martha's Vineyard.
Oh, is that where all the rich folks are at?
Yeah, it's an island where all the rich folks are.
Craft beer for the rich folk.
Their website is www.offshoreale.com. The style of this beer, oddly enough, is a nut brown ale. The ABV on this beer is 4.8%, and the IBUs are a whopping 20.
All right.
I'm going to crack it.
Whopping.
Got a 20, 22. And here's, oh, I got to prove it, huh? Then I get to show it. Here you go, Martha's Vineyard, Beach Road.
Nice.
Offshore.
That's cool. Okay,
got my Sam Adams glass representing Boston.
Aston.
Fancy, laser etched, curvy goodness. So, it is
curvy
a little
goodness.
Lighter shade of brown, actually. Very cloudy, light for brown. It's almost like a really kind of dark amber color. I got about a pinky finger of head. Soapy bubbles, tan. And on the nose, roasted malts and some nuttiness, some caramel, and some, I don't like that malty candy, usually comes in like slabs.
Malty candy? You can get malt candy?
It's like just like similar to like the inside of like a malted milk ball, but it's like in this like
sheet, yuck.
And they break it up. It's kind of a little bit. That's the kind of
Man,
that's kind
whoppers.
Of how this smells.
I think it's cool that we're we got an amber ale on the show and we got a nut brown. I think we're taking it a couple of steps Imperial back and we're chilling. You know,
yeah.
Cause lately we've been doing all these big beers and
I don't know, mine was pretty big
on the road beers, man.
Oh, that's true. Milk stout.
These are the traveling ales.
Yes, true. These are the
road sodies.
Road sodies, yes.
Yeah, that's right. I get some milk chocolate going on in here. Yeah, kind of like a. Yeah, it's milk chocolate for sure.
Road sodies.
I really wish I could have found the like malt bill or the hop they were using for hops in this, but I have no idea.
Something,
it's got
right?
Some good, like it's got a good nutty aroma, and getting some of those caramel malts in there.
Taking a sip, yeah.
Some malty sweetness in there. Nice kind of sweet roasted maltiness. Kind of laid back. It's actually nice for like a brown ale. I think maybe just because we've been drinking so many like kind of imperial stouts and double IPA and all this stuff but. This is actually pretty well balanced brown ale. Like it has that, like a good mouthfeel without feeling too heavy. It's got a lot of kind of sweet malty flavor to it. There's something else in there, some kind of familiar kind of roasted malt flavor, but not sure. Kind of like the mouthfeel on this one though. I just feel like the carbonation is kind of spot on it, you know. It's
It's good. It'd be a good beer with food. You could pair all kinds of stuff with this. I definitely want beef with this. I think this would be a great steak beer.
But not like beef ribs, huh?
You could go beef ribs. You could. But I just want a steak with this beer. A good, you know, grilled steak. Yeah. That's what I want. Steak. Can I get one right now? Can we do that?
You could do a Crazy Dave instant pairing, dude. You just got to have the steak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's all. You just have the steak. You know, got to have the steak. You ain't got a steak laying around?
Yeah, some steak and maybe some, I don't know, something with some potatoes, maybe some roasted garlic and rosemary.
Yeah, I guess you're right. It was more of a nut brown, huh? For some reason, I was still stuck on the reds thing.
No, but, it's very good. It got a nice kind of roasted maltiness to it. And it's a big nutty kind of, you know, that's what it is. It's funny that I haven't really said it, but I think that's the kind of flavor that I was picking up on that couldn't quite pinpoint what it was. And it is kind of almost like a roasted nuttiness. If you get a chance, check this one out. I didn't mention that this was a
new brewery.
And I see they got kind of a handful in their new lineup. I don't know exactly when.
Am I muted?
No. I'm not muted either.
I just have to get. I haven't gotten used to Mike ignoring me. I just like. I know he ignores Crazy Dave a lot, but I just haven't gotten used to him ignoring me.
He doesn't ignore. He just talks over and just keeps talking. Going. He acknowledges that I'm talking. He's like, I better keep talking, or Dave's going to go off the Richter here. And,
yeah. I gotta keep things on track.
It's either he's intentionally trying to pepper me by keeping talking, knowing that it's just going to build up and build up, and I'm just going to full on explode or something.
He could explode on the show. I don't want to tease.
I might just
clean up that mess.
Well, that's why you're in Boston.
Yeah.
You don't got to clean it up.
That's exactly why he's in Boston.
Oh, that mess. We're online now. That mess travels. we get that mess can be picked up and heard in Sweden and in Russia, Japan.
All over the world. So just get on the road and go.
Yeah, I wanted to mention these guys. I wanted to find out like when they actually were a brewery, but I can't find it on their website.
Mm. Well, you know, I'm looking at Untappd, and this beer was created on January 12th, 2013.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I wouldn't doubt it if this one came out, you know, this year.
Yeah. No, and while we're at it, it's 3.55 rating out of 153 ratings.
Cool. Yes. And the Beer Advocate users rate this an 84, which is good, and that's only 12 ratings. And then the Ahlstrom brothers, or the brothers Ahlstrom, have not weighed in on this beer.
Anybody noticed that it's very interesting that Untappd, with more recent beers, is actually getting more ratings than Beer Advocate, you know, as far as the number of people going on there to rate a beer.
I don't know. I don't mess around with Beer Advocate at all on my cell phone or whatever, or, you know, my wireless device or anything.
Yeah, I mean,
it
just goes to show you that the apps have kind of taken over in that aspect.
That's what it is. I mean, it's a way easier to rate your beer on Untappd than it is on Beer Advocate. I mean, Beer Advocate is pretty hardcore. I mean, I remember doing it years ago. I can't even remember the last time I actually did a rating on Beer Advocate. But there you have it, folks. Beer Advocate and Untappd.
And what beer was that? That was the Offshore Brewing's
Beach Road Nut Brown Ale.
Gemini Lounge, a chill new cocktail bar in Portland, Oregon. A gourmet bar food haven with creative cocktails, happy hour specials, drink specials, and great local beers on tap. Don't forget to go to beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Gemini Lounge logo, and print out your free draft beer voucher. Gemini Lounge is committed to supporting local and eco-friendly options. Local handmade and vintage art on the walls, and even 75% of the building materials were purchased from locally owned businesses. Located at 6526 Southeast Foster Road, Portland, Oregon. Great tunes, good vibes, it's Gemini Lounge.
Says, the best thing about online classes is the beer.
Tweet of the week, yeah. Time for some backwash. Let's check the Beer Coaster's email and hotline. Yeah.
Well, we got some backwash this week. Who's going to take the first one here?
I never get backwash.
You never get backwash? Go ahead, Dave, take it.
Go ahead.
No, I don't want to take it.
You want to take it? Toby, no, take it.
I'll take it.
All right, Dave, take it.
All right, subject, new Albion review. Message. Guys, this is amazing.
Now I know why you don't get them. Message. Subject.
I could do Russian, you know, like subject, new Albion review.
Email. At.
Message. This is amazing. I've been sitting here watching this, literally kicking myself that I haven't discovered you until now. I love the idea of what you're doing with beer, food, and entertainment. One of the best I've ever seen. I wanted to introduce myself. I'm Megan Anderson. I work for the Boston Beer Company, and I met Jack McAuliffe in my homebrew club in San Antonio in and around 2008-2009. We quickly became friends, and he told me about his brewery. I contacted Jim Koch and introduced him at GABF a year later. Koch.
Cook. Did that last
Cook,
week, too.
Cook, coach.
Hey, settle down.
Jim had purchased the rights to New Albion. You can read the story here. Google New Albion Bloomberg. And I'll be happy to share the story with more and hopefully meet you at some time and drink some beers together. I think you're so entertaining and fun to watch interacting. A lot more people should know about this. There's a ton of cool stuff you could do with it. And I think it'd be really fun to work together sometime. You can reach me by Facebook or by email. Looking forward to hearing back.
Sweet.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Hell yeah.
We'll meet up.
Actually, hey, you know what?
We're coming out for the Beer Bloggers Conference.
Yeah, I'll be out there.
Yeah.
In July, June, end of this month, right?
Yeah. So let's see. So at least 50% of the Beer Coasters podcast will be at the Beer Bloggers Conference.
Yes.
And I say 50%, even though there's three of us, they're usually, you know, from time
sometimes
to time, there's four of us. But we'd love to kind of reach out to you. We'll get back to you through email, and we'll talk about some way that we can drink a beer and talk about it like we do here on the show.
Or we could even have you on the show if you want to be on the show.
Yeah, we could figure out a way to do that, too.
Yeah, if you don't mind being harassed by us, but...
Yeah. So thanks, Megan, and I hope to, you'll definitely hear from us soon.
Word.
And let's see, what else we got for backwash? Toby, you want to take it?
Yeah, this next one says, this is from our Facebook, we got a message on Facebook, says, hey boys, Michael from AYE Podcast.
Are which means you experienced?
Yeah. Some questions I have been wanting to ask. All right. I love the questions.
All right. Yeah. Backwash. Bring them on. Bring them on.
Question number one.
Why do you guys refer to Beer Advocate instead of Rate Beer?
Because Rate Beer is...
Should I take that one?
Dave had something to say.
Without getting too crazy and without kind of... We were a little harsh, I think, when we decided to kind of drop rate beer right away. But the bottom line is this:
we used to do them.
We used to
do Beer Advocate and Rate Beer. Those were the two that we did. I'm not sure
what season that we stopped, or it may have even been mid season that we just dropped them completely.
Yeah,
It was right after I started doing regularly on the show.
I think it was partway through last season four.
The reason why we didn't do it is because if the beer was a hoppy beer, we knew that the rate beer rating would be through the roof. If it wasn't, it was very poorly rated. So we thought there was kind of a bias throughout rate beer that we didn't seem to have as much of on Beer Advocate. And of course, we adopted Beer Advocate and Untappd together as opposed to Beer Advocate and Rate Beer. And then I think it kind of happened too, where we started to move to Untappd and kind of dropped, instead of having, you know, a three rating system, we kind of went with those two.
Yeah, it seems a bit Untappd, I think, has a more balanced level of ratings. Yeah. And we talked a little bit about this earlier in the earlier segments, that they seem to be a little bit more current with their ratings as well too. Yeah. Like with newer beers that come out and more people seem to be using it. So
For a long time we would always refer to Untappd. Like we would always talk about them, and we would always, you know, we were always untapping our beers. Mm-hmm. So I think on one of the shows I think we had a guest. It might even have been Crazy Dave. It was me. Yeah, said, why don't we just start using Untappd instead? Because we were talking all this smack about rate beer.
And so, also, I've always liked the aspect of something old and something new kind of together. And not to take anything away from Beer Advocate, because I'll tell you the truth. I mean, we've talked about it before. We don't even know if we would have a show without something like Beer Advocate to kind of guide us to figure out, you know, how the hell to do this thing. So I like the fact of kind of using like the OG kind of beer rating site, and then something new, and you know, with the app, you know, being Untappd.
Yeah. And you definitely also want to have like more than one source. I mean, you know, because I'm not saying that Beer Advocate is biased or Untappd is biased, you know, or Rate Beer, we obviously think it was, but it kind of gives you a little bit better idea of kind of what's happening.
And that's actually how we knew, you know, that Rate Beer was biased, because we had two or three other sources, you know, that showed
they were saying
that
one
reflected
thing,
you know, their ratings reflective differently.
Yeah. So. Plus the name of the, you know, the beer styles that were being used for the beers.
That was another thing I really got aggravated with. Yeah, it was false information.
They weren't. I think the users had a choice of choosing a style for that beer, didn't they?
It seemed like Rate Beer was not as regulated as Beer Advocate was, as far as like people creating beers and adding them, and then, you know, it seemed like it was almost a free for all kind of thing with Rate Beer,
because we had there were styles that were listed wrong. There were actually brewery names that were listed incorrectly. They said that this brewery actually brewed this beer when it was a completely different brewery. Just a lot of it just seemed like,
well, it's a Boston Lager from Budweiser or something.
Well, you know, not that bad, but you know, there was definitely some you know, misinformation. But, you know,
that being said, I don't think we have really ever gone back to Rate Beer to see, you know, like you know,
recently somebody jumped on Rate Beer.
I'd be willing to revisit them. I don't know, you know, if they've improved or not, but I'd be really willing to check it out.
I think, Mike, you went and said, just for shits and giggles, let's go look at Rate Beer real quick, because there was no rating on Untappd, or there was no rating on Beer Advocate or something like that.
Yeah.
So you decided to jump on Rate Beer and give a rating. That was just not too long ago, I think.
It might have been, yeah. Well, we got a couple more questions here.
Well,
so
yeah. You know, well, real quick, I'm just going to throw this out since we're talking about it. Like my beer tonight, the Imperial Chocolate Cream Stout, Rate Beer came in with the 94 as compared to high 80s with Untappd and Beer Advocate. So,
you know. Interesting.
Very interesting.
Anyhow, question number two.
Have you guys had a chance to try Pliny the Elder from Russian River or any of the Three Floyds stuff?
Yes, I have. Pliny the Elder. There's actually a couple funny stories about that.
Pliny the Elder, like there used to be a restaurant here in Temecula called the Barley and Hops, or the anyhow, they went out of business, so it really sucks. There's no really real craft beer restaurant, you know, bar place anymore. But anyhow, they had Pliny the Elder on tap there, and I remember drinking, I don't know, 4 or 5 or 6 of them in one night and not remembering much about anything for the next day. So yes, I have had it. I also have had a friend that one of my coworkers that told me that he went to some bar and they're like, "Hey, shh, just to let you know, we're going to be untapping Pliny the Elder. Don't tell anybody. Don't go in on Twitter. Don't get on Untappd. Don't get on any kind of social media and let people know for the first, like at least for 45 minutes to an hour. Okay. I want you guys to be able to enjoy this beer before the place goes nuts." Sure enough, an hour later, like it like hit the street. Like they put signs up on 30th Avenue or whatever, 30th Street, telling everybody that Pliny the Elder was there. And it was all over the news, and CNN showed up. And, you know, next thing you know, there's a line out the door for the bar. That being said,
CNN showed up.
Like the big truck, the satellite dish, Pliny the Elder is now on tap at Toronado, you know, or wherever it was. But, you know, it is a very, very hyped up beer. And I don't know why. I mean, yeah, it's good, but like the hype on it does not seem to really necessitate for what it is, especially given the availability of it, you know?
Yeah.
The first time
that could be it.
The first time I tried the beer was at O'Brien's, and I had no idea that it was such a, you know, a sought after beer. There was so much hype listed around it until much later. I thought it was, yeah, it's a really good IPA. Or is Pliny the Double? Pliny's a double, right?
Pliny the Younger. Well,
Younger is like a triple IPA or something ridiculous. Yeah. And I've had both, and I think, you know, they're definitely great beers. I'm not a big supporter of crazy hype around beers. You're not going to see me standing in line to get the latest greatest thing. If I happen to be in a bar and they have it on tap, great. Yes, am I going to try to get it? Yes, I'm going to try to get it. Or if I see something on the shelf like that and I know it's a rare find, yeah, I'll grab it.
Had a problem finding it when I was looking for it, though.
Yeah,
maybe I got lucky. I don't know, but I don't know.
I want to say that I have had it a long time ago, and
you
just
probably
don't
had it
remember,
at O'Brien's because, with me a couple times.
Yeah, I probably yeah. did, you know. But if I saw it on the in a cooler at a liquor store or something like that, I'd probably get it just because I'm like, whoa, I haven't seen this on the shelf. I mean, obviously, I can't get it here in Vegas, but I'm same with Mike. I'm not a big hype beer person, you know. If I see it on the shelf. I think when I the first time I got excited about something like that was when I saw Victory at Sea at an Albertsons on the shelf for like $6 for a
That's
22
awesome.
And I grabbed like two of them cuz I was like and
I'll
I'd never had
it
before.
Again.
Yeah, I'd never had it. I just heard good things about it through Mike and Chris, and so I was like, "Oh, dude, it's at Albertsons and it's $6. I'm grabbing two of these right now."
Yeah.
You know. I mean, that was like the first time I'd ever seen it. But as far as Pliny the Elder goes, I mean, I think I've had it a long time ago in San Diego, but...
Well, you know, most likely you've had it at O'Brien's is the owner of O'Brien's. That's like one of his favorites. So he ends up getting it all the time.
Pretty
as a matter
often.
Of fact, when it comes in, he does these things called the Champliny, and he mixes champagne and Pliny the Elder and like shares it with all the people in the bar. So
shares it?
He'll share.
Just like here.
Well, yeah, he'll do little glasses of champagne and Pliny the Elder. Answer the other part of the Three Floyds. I can't get Three Floyds here in Massachusetts, but I did try the collaboration beer between Dogfish Head and Three Floyds, the Papa Skull, back in April of 2011. So, you know, that's my experience with Three Floyds.
And for those of you that may not know, I mean, Three Floyds is kind of one of those breweries that they seem to have a lot of beers like in the top, you know, 20 or 50 or 100 beers of the world. You know, like we talked about the Pliny the Elder, the Younger,
Oh, what was the other one that they have?
Well, the big darkness? One that everybody freaks out about is the Dark Lord, right?
The Dark Lord, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't get Three Floyds out here. I don't think I've had any beers from Three Floyds.
But if anybody's listening, they do get Three Floyds, you know, send us some. I'd love to try it on the show.
If you want us to try some Three Floyds on the show.
Yeah. You know, go stand in line for an hour and get the beer, and then we'll totally drink it. So anyhow, there's more about his backwash there.
Hang on, I'm looking up Three Floyds on the website. And Mike, you already did that, right?
Yeah, that's the only one that I could find is the Papa Skull that I did back in.
And the rest of Michael's backwash is love the new site. Oh yeah, and the new rap song about craft beer from the new show is both the best and worst thing that has ever come out of the show.
Nice. You know, Toby used to be a front man for a band back in the day. So, I mean, when I first listened to the show this evening, I was just listening to him like, oh, okay, yeah, you know, it's the message. And then I realized, like, wait a minute, this is Toby. Like, really? What the hell is this? So,
well, we try to make the intros, you know, interesting and fun.
Interesting,
so we're
funny,
glad you
and somehow related
it.
To what's going on.
Don't worry, Michael. There will be more to come. Yes.
Yeah. You liked, or maybe you didn't like last week's. You got to watch next week's. It's going to be better. Or worse. Or maybe both.
Yeah.
Less rapping, probably. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
Aces and Ales, premium craft beer bar in Las Vegas, Nevada, with happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 to 7 p.m. With a wide variety of hard-to-find craft beer on draft and bottle. Special tappings every month. Don't forget to stop by www.beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Aces and Ales logo, and print out your free draft coupon. That's right, Aces and Ales, 3740 South Nellis Boulevard, Eastside, Las Vegas, Nevada. All killer, no filler.
Last call.
This is where we do our pint ratings. And the first up for pint ratings is
Crazy Dave and his creepy creepiness.
Creepy creepy crazy Dave.
The creepy creepiness. Yeah,
what's up, baby? I know it's like 1:30 in the morning. Let me get your number.
Actually, dude, creepy, all you have to do is add ladies after everything you say.
Yeah.
Well, hey, ladies. Really?
You want some
beer, ladies? Beer, ladies.
Yep.
Yeah, that's there you go.
Girls think it's creepy.
Can I touch
just
your butt,
add
ladies?
Did
and
I
then throw,
buy
a, you? Throw then
I'm
throw
an astrophysicist,
every
ladies.
Here
Did I buy you a beer, ladies?
I'm a mathematician, ladies.
Yeah, see? Instantly creepy.
Hey, you guys I have an El Camino, ladies.
You want to check out my van, ladies?
It wasn't creepy until you said ladies.
Oh, it's cool to be in the El Camino and...
Yeah. Or we're having a van.
Van?
The El Cool Mino.
Ooh.
All right, let's go. Pint ratings.
Pint ratings. My Breckenridge Brewery Imperial Chocolate Cream Stout. This was actually kind of interesting. I really liked the mouthfeel a lot. It was nice and smoothy and creamy and all that wonderfulness. There was one kind of off-putting... kind of think about it. It had like a coffee kind of has like a like an acidic or off flavor kind of a thing every once in a while. I seem to be getting a little bit of that in here. But
is
other than
the,
that,
the
I thought
tannins?
it was no, it's not really a tannin. It's more of an astringency. But anyhow, that being said, I do have a Crazy Dave instant pairing because I went to Dudley's this week and I got one of the Dudley, you know, famous fruit bars. I was thinking, you know, they're kind of molassesy and, you know, kind of yummy. So I'm gonna take a
wait
here.
Wait a minute, what are you eating?
It's one of the fruit bars from Dudley's. You know, the little.
Oh, the Dudley's fruit. Those are a real thing. I thought it was a metaphor for something else. So it's a real thing.
No, it's kind of like for those of you that don't know, it's kind of like a cinnamony, clovey, raisiny, cookie kind of a deal. But that with the Imperial Chocolate Cream Stout.
Mmm, we had to wait till last call to get a hashtag instant pairing.
It's interesting with this because it really brings out two things. It brings out the spices in the cookie, and it really enhances the roastiness of the coffee. So it may not be the best pairing in the world, but it definitely...
Sounds like a good pairing to me.
It definitely does a lot of interesting interactions. So nice. I think that was kind of cool. So just if you guys happen to be in Dudley's, pick up one of these things, come home, drink one of these Imperial chocolate cream stouts.
What is it? Santa Isabel?
Santa Isabel, California.
Backwoods.
So I'm going to give this a 3.5. I thought it was pretty good. I got a 4-pack. I'm definitely going to finish it off and enjoy that.
Not bad. Ooh.
All right, Toby.
For my Tappet Brewing Ale Camino Amber Ale, I dug it, man. I liked it. It was pretty solid amber, but more on the closer to a red. I mean, it's definitely got some good mouthfeel, some good flavors. It's a bold amber, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Good earthiness. A little bit of sweetness in there, some drinkability.
I knew a bold amber back in college.
So I'm gonna go 3.5. Also, I think it's pretty good. It's not your typical amber, but it's nice and tasty and good, some good flavors. So yeah, 3.5.
For my tasting flight beer, my Offshore Brewing Beach Road Nut Brown Ale. This was a damn fine brown ale. I really liked the balance of this beer. I like the malty sweetness. I like the nuttiness and the roastiness. This is kind. I don't know. When I think of brown ale, this is what I want it to taste like. And
nice.
It was good. I'm kind of teetering back and forth between the 4 and the 4.5. And I think I might be generous to this new brewery here and give it a 4.5. Because it's a really good brown ale, in my humble opinion.
There we go.
Shoutouts.
Let's give a shout out to Megan Anderson. Thank you for the backwash. We will be in touch.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Also want to give a shout out to Mark Kolb and Kenneth Douglas and Michael Charles.
From the... AYE
references.
Podcast.
Yeah. AYES. Experienced. That's right. Well, we hope you enjoyed the On the Road Again show with us this week. This is a little reminder to all our listeners. This is your show. We're just drinking it.
Cheers.
Oh yeah, bonus track, baby.
Yeah, that's right. Bonus track. This bonus track brought to you by Beer Coasters Podcast. No, I wanted to give
you know,
a little.
You know what song sounds like? She's saying bonus is that lady. Is it Lady Gaga? Damn it! I'll come
what
up with it.
What are you okay. talking about?
What the hell?
I don't listen to that crap.
Damn pop music. Okay, so the reason I wanted to do this little extra bonus track and this extra beer is because this was the original fermentation conversation beer for the week that nobody
supposed to have
except me. I just happen to have it in my beer fridge. I've had it for quite a long time. Don't remember where I picked it up or why I picked it up, but I have it and I'm going to drink it now.
And he's trying to get the rest of us to drink it.
This is Lakefront Brewery's Fixed Gear. This is from Lakefront Brewery out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Their website is www.lakefrontbrewery.com. The style of this beer, we're going to make this quick because this is a little bonus track here. So this is an American Red Ale, and it's 6.8% ABV and 54 IBUs. Let's see. For hops... they use Cascade and Chinook. And for malts, they use Two Row Pale and some Dark Caramel malts. And I think that's all I got for that. So I'm going to crack it. I did want to mention, as I crack it here, that this beer actually won an award. It won a bronze medal back in the Australian International Beer Awards and also a silver medal for the American Style Amber / Red Ale at the Great American Beer Festival. Now, I'm going to put this out there. I don't know if everybody feels this way, but as far as this Amber / Red Ale category, I think it needs to be split. I really think that they need to split the ambers from the reds because there's a big difference between an amber lager and a red ale. And I'm just, that's just my opinion. So it is.
That looks really dark.
Pretty red. It's, well, it looks dark on camera. It looks quite a bit lighter here. I don't know if you can actually see the kind of reddish hue, but it's actually a little bit lighter. It's a little lighter than my brown ale, which tended to be on a little bit, you know, lighter side of brown.
Deeper shade
of brown. I got another pinky finger head. And on the nose, get some good citrusy hops. A little grainy. Definitely some good kind of hoppy, kind of florally, citrusy aroma.
It's all about the bonus track, baby.
Taking a sip, yeah.
It's got some hoppiness. It's actually kind of a, you know, a hoppy red. There's some sweet maltiness, but you get the hops right up front. It cleans up. I wouldn't say it's got like it dries up and has kind of a dry finish, but it kind of evens out. Like to where there's still some kind of sweeter maltiness, but you still have the bitterness on your tongue as well. But it doesn't kind of like, you know, the beer does. It's not like a dry, you know, like some of the IPAs can be kind of dry. This kind of has it just kind of hangs out a little bit, the flavor on this beer. This tends to almost have a tiny bit of almost creamy. It's pretty decent, actually. If I'm going to pair this one with something, a little bonus pairing.
Bonus pair.
I kind of want like a Cajun chicken. Like a blackened chicken or
Yum.
Jamaican jerk. But I'm thinking more Cajun. I want Cajun. I want like a Cajun style spices chicken. With maybe some fancy sweet potatoes for the side.
Nice. Some sweet potato fries.
Yeah. Well, that'd be good too. Maybe that. Yeah, do that. We'll go with like a Cajun, but like a roasted chicken, Cajun style spices, and some sweet potato fries.
There we go.
Yeah, it's got a nice kind of.
Finish it off with some beignets.
That nice aroma. Oh, don't get me started.
Well, you need something sweeter for
don't
that.
Don't get me started on some beignets now.
Yeah. Some of the best food is down in New Orleans. Anyway, this ain't New Orleans. This is Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and this is Lakefront Brewery. The pint ratings. The Beer Advocate ratings. Users rate this an 84, which is good. The bros haven't tried it. And Untappd. Didn't have it up there. Untappd comes in at 3.64 out of 4,637 ratings.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so, it seems like Lakefront has been family owned for a long time, and they actually have their grandfather, the Klisch family who owns Lakefront, their grandfather worked for Schlitz.
Schlitz.
Yeah, so okay. they have brewers in their family for generations.
We've been in the they've been in the beer business for quite some time.
They've been around Schlitz. Since 98.
I remember those
since
as a
88.
Kid. My dad used to.
I think I have a Schlitz Pilsner glass.
My dad Sweet. Used to drink those like at his softball team in the van. They used to have a bunch of Schlitz cans with the peel off tops.
The pop top.
Yeah.
So there you have it, folks. If you see it, check it out. It's actually pretty decent red ale from Lakefront, which is still kind of a mysterious brewery here. I'm going to have to do a little further investigation.
I think you're okay, though, Mike.
Okay. That's good. Good to know. Okay. I don't want it to be one of those secretly. There's no way this is like a secretly a macro brew owned brewery because it's. They use too many hops. They would say it's cutting into their profits. So
maybe we can get some backwash from Rick from the land of the ice and snow. Tell us about some lakefront. Tell us what you know.
Yeah, I'd be curious. This is a pretty decent red ale. Can I give a kind of an instant pint rating here since we've already done last call
as well.
Bonus track?
Yeah.
To do that.
This is pretty solid red ale. I'm going to give it a 3.5.
There you go.
Nice.
I was not expecting this. I actually expected this beer to be crap.
An underperformer.
Yeah.
Wow.
Cool. And I shouldn't have, and I apologize to Lakefront Brewery. You got a damn good red ale, and my hat's off to you. So there you have it, folks. A little Beer Coaster bonus track. Hope you enjoyed it. Wait till you hear next week.
And watch us totally fail it next week's.
We might. No. But sometimes it's fun to watch us and listen to us fail.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why people like us so much. Like, look at these stupid idiots. God, crazy Dave. This guy's a moron.
It's a car accident.
What's this, Toby, man?
The best and worst part of your show is listening.
Yeah, we're so bad that it's cool to listen to us.
Yeah.
That's right.
Cool.
The best worst podcast.
See you next week. I'm going to give another cheers here again.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Thanks for that bonus track, Mike.
Anytime I get an extra beer.
Speaking of the stink, this smells really good.
Yeah, he could explode on the show. I don't want to clean a... I certainly don't want to clean up that mess.
God, crazy Dave. This guy's a moron.
The best and worst part of your show is listening.